My guest, Tom Sharpling, is the host of a radio program called The Best Show on WFMU, on WFMU Radio in Jersey City, New Jersey.
I remember Patton Oswalt talking about it.
The Best Show on WFMU, I'm kind of obsessed with.
One of the most interesting radio programs in the world of public radio.
Sharpling and Worcester are here. Tom Sharpling, John Worcester, welcome to the show.
He's written for The Onion, among his many other credits.
I guess the question is, why is it always funny?
Best radio show ever.
Hey, who's this?
Well, I am Buddy Swales, governor of Alabama.
I mean, well, when
how do you know
constructs of comedy work like this?
The disenfranchised have a home now. I'm the hero of the disenfranchised.
Best show. Back again on another Tuesday night. 3 hours of mirth, music, and mayhem.
Now you have a fan base that knows what you're doing.
Yeah. Here goes a top-notch topic. Who are the five people that you would least want to have dinner with?
Except for Ari, I would run screaming from the entire cast of Entourage.
John Stossel.
Quentin Tarantino.
Dennis Miller.
Whoever was that was married to Travis Barker.
Carlos Mencia.
Steven Spielberg.
Why is that?
Oh, he's so pompous. His movies suck.
What? You never saw Always?
If you didn't follow the show, I would think it would be pretty confusing.
Yeah. I made that stuff up. That was just me weaving a tale of fancy.
I believed it.
20 minutes of it is me playing music.
Run DMC with Sucker MCs.
Before that, ABBA. Ted Leo and the Pharmacist.
DC Snipers.
Like 45 minutes is a call with us.
Wow. Philly Boy Roy.
Oh, you knew it was me.
And the rest is people definitely have their shot to get their licks in on the calling in and being a part of the thing and being fun.
We are playing Getting to Know You, the exciting game where we get to know you, the listener, a little better. For $1 million, I will sit you down on an operating table and make you look exactly like Burt Reynolds. Do you do it?
Yes.
Cake or pie?
Pie.
Circuses, good or bad?
Bad.
Least favorite Beatle?
George.
Chinese food or Thai food?
Thai, all the way.
Favorite Caddyshack character?
The Groundhog.
And what's the most you've ever paid for a record?
$35.
What record was it?
It was a record by a hardcore band called Verbal Assault.
Thanks for playing.
And then you can yell at people, and people are like, that was great when you yelled at that guy.
Well, I don't know, I think he got off on the wrong foot.
Look, son, this is the big leagues. You're T-ball, Junior. Get off my phone, you little troll.
There's like anywhere else in life, if you yell at somebody, it's like, hey, you know, you yelled at that guy. Don't you think you owe that guy an apology?
Hey there, Tom, my apologies. I got a little distracted. I'm in the hood of the
podcast. Oh, no, that's all right. You didn't get distracted. I hung up on you.
But it's like on the radio, it's like, oh, that was awesome when you called that guy a name.
You guys sure trash. Get off my phone. Heave-ho! I got no time for this guy.
The show involves both very sincere telephone callers and John Worcester. Do you still get people who are thrown by the whole thing and can't figure out what's real and what isn't?
Yeah, there's the phenomenon of the person kind of scanning the dial, and then every once in a while you get a call and it's like, what kind of show is this?
This is the first time I've listened, and I've only had you on for probably about a half hour or so, but just wondering why there's so much dead air time.
Oh, I'm sorry. We'll pick the pace up a little bit.
We're so lucky that because of the way FMU operates and that it's pretty much free form, that we are able to do these things that can go on for 35, 40 minutes, so we are able to let them breathe.
That's lame.
I'm sorry.
You know who this is, don't you?
No. You called requesting hardcore? I don't think I've ever spoken to you.
It's Hammerhead.
What we do is just a part of the show. You know, there's...
Well, it's the best part of the show.
Please, but I know, but...
I know, too.
No.
I know
what
you know what I'm going to do?
What's that?
Before I crush you with the wallet, I'm going to open the wallet up.
Okay.
I'm going to completely engulf your head in the wallet.
How big is this wallet?
It's 3 foot by 4 foot. Why?
There is the idea that people will turn their radio on and hear something that you're doing and believe that it's real.
Sure.
Is that just like, well, that's just a fun side effect of the fact that we're putting together this sort of narrative?
Maybe now it is.
Yeah.
Who do you think it is?
Is it who I think it is?
I think you know who it is.
Is it Gene Simmons?
The God of Thunder himself, yes.
There was never a goal to create a fake. We've ended up with this.
Newbridge. This
fake town with all these fake inhabitants in it. It was never like, you know, it would be a great idea. Let's start building this fake town. We ended up there.
I live in a town called Newbridge.
Okay, well, consider yourself banned.
From what?
Where do you think?
I have no idea.
GST.
GST?
Gene Simmons Toyota. I don't want to see you ever set foot on my lot.
Okay.
If you do, you know what's going to happen?
What's that?
I have an axe base back there behind the counter.
So I'll have to deal with that.
All I ask you, don't clog up my pickups with your blood.
Some calls are, there's probably three different gears. Some are new stuff.
Yeah. Out here in the back of the ladies' footlocker, there's no electricity.
There's ones that'll reference
a little bit.
Yeah, they'll reference it a little bit.
Uncle Reggie?
Who is that?
Reggie Monroe?
And then there's these other ones that we do once in a while that are just laundry lists.
Right.
And you might be able to laugh at few things, but it's so referencing.
Yeah. I don't know who Reggie Monroe is.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember that name. What is it? Was he on Survivor?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's another. He got caught in some horrible situation doing something. Again, I can't say on the radio.
It seems like in a certain way you've built a very kind of close-knit community, both both in real life and fictionally.
I've made a lot of friends through the radio show who are people who listened and liked it.
Power caller, Erica from Baltimore.
John from Maplewood.
Samir in Florida.
Quality caller.
Petey, in all seriousness.
Yeah.
You and I, we go all the way back.
I know we do.
And Dogmo also should be involved.
Yes, Jason from Jersey City.
Associate producer Mike.
Fred Armisen in the studio.
It's that guy Paul L. Thompson, what's his name?
That's what makes you such a good radio host. You can identify with a broad spectrum of callers.
Yeah. And this show, if it can give anybody a little bit of comfort from the horror house that is their existence, then I have done my part. If this is a little oasis in the desert of your day-to-day life, then so be it. Actually, I'm taking that from, that's like a Paul Stanley thing. He does that a lot. People come to KISS shows, they're having the worst time, and if we can do an hour and a half to take them away from the drudgery of their everyday life, then we've done our job.
I guess the question is, why is it always funny?
Hey, you know, thanks for calling my life drudgery.
Yeah, it kind of ends up being somewhere I can go every Tuesday night and just have fun.